Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of our greatest economic thinkers has just spoken today on Fox Business News, Steve Forbes, the chairman of Forbes Media and editor-in-chief at Forbes Media. He made the point that the Democrats are trying to make everything that is about to happen that's going to be disastrous the fault of Republicans. Has that become easier for Democrats to do, to blame Republicans for everything? Because last night at the town hall meeting in New Hampshire at St. Anselm's College, President Trump said that he favored the United States going into default and that he believed Republicans should hold firm rather than working on any kind of compromise that is less than a total victory for the Republican side. So what is going on there, and what about the subject of a very important column by Steve Forbes, are America and Europe getting ready to sell out the Ukraine to Putin? There's also an angle to that that involved the town hall meeting last night. Steve Forbes is the author of the triumphant bestseller, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. He is not the author of Inflation. He's the author of A Means of Actually Getting It Under Control. Steve, on such a busy day, I'm very pleased you can join us.
Great to be with you, Michael. Thank you.
Does President Trump's an endorsement, in a sense, of a default by the United States government not raising the debt ceiling, does that make it easier for the Democrats to blame Republicans for anything bad that happens?
No, actually, I think it puts pressure on the Democrats, because what they don't realize is, yeah, they can point to Republicans to a fairly well, but the person at the top gets the blame for when something goes wrong nationally. He can have all the excuses, but he's in charge. His job is to prevent disasters from happening. And clearly, Joe Biden's the one who said from the very beginning he wasn't going to negotiate. Then he has Kevin McCarthy in yesterday. And he's the one who ignores precedent. Many of these ceiling debates in the past, debt ceiling crises, have always involved an agreement at the end of the day. So he's got precedent against him. The House legitimately, under the Constitution, is in charge of spending bills. This is manifestly about spending and taxes. So I think the key for the Republicans is not to buckle, even though the media is going to be after them. And the Democrats are also calling a lot of CEOs to call Republicans to try to sow division in the party. The Democrats hope they can use this crisis to shatter the Republican Party, peel off a bunch of moderates, and pass a bill that does nothing about Joe Biden's unlimited credit card.
What's the best ending for this particular confrontation, and what could Kevin McCarthy do to achieve that?
Well, I think in terms of the bill that they passed, and that was quite a feat, getting a bill through the House.
Absolutely,
Kevin McCarthy. And gives him great authority. It's one thing to have gone in a meeting saying, here's what we want, but the fact that he has his caucus behind him gives a lot of added weight to it. And I think that's why yesterday the White House decided that Biden should at least be seen looking and talking to Kevin McCarthy. And I understand behind the scenes staffs are beginning to talk to one another. So as a face saver for Biden, I think that McCarthy could give up for now the agreement to not to increase spending more than 1% a year above a certain level for the next 10 years. But if he gets work workplace requirements, working requirements for those getting certain federal benefits, workfare, which Bill Clinton actually signed back in 1996. If they get defunding those IRS agents, I think that would be a great victory. And also not spending the money that hasn't been spent. So the idea that these are spending cuts the Republicans want, no, they just want to slow this crazy freight train down a little bit. So if McCarthy gets those things, workfare, no more IRS agents to harass the American people, and don't spend the money you haven't already spent, I think that would be an enormous victory, and not dropping the 1% request they have, a demand they have, would give the Democrats, if you Democrats win next year, no spending again. There's nothing in this agreement that would bar that.
Well, and the idea of actually going into default, it really is true that no one actually wants that, isn't it? I mean, one of the things I was talking about earlier in the show today is that if we really did have default with all of the catastrophic consequences that people anticipate, it might force Biden out of the race, because if we have some kind of financial crisis adding to the cost of his advancing age, don't you think it's conceivable that he would withdraw from this campaign?
Well, I think a couple of things there. One is that you're right about default. I think that they don't have to. They've got enough lawyers. They don't have to go into default on, as Yellen says, oh, we will. No, they can choose which bills to pay and which bills not to pay. Some say, no, you don't have that flexibility. You take the flexibility. And so you can continue to pay the interest on the national debt. So they don't have to have a default. And they have a government shutdown, but they don't have to have a default. And in terms of Biden, two things. One is, in terms of his age, it's not his age per se. It's the fact he's clearly losing his physical and mental capacity to do the job. You know, you go back in history, William Gladstone served four terms, a major figure in Britain in the 1800s when Britain was the empire of the world. He had his last stint as prime minister at the age of 83. Clemenceau, who got France's victory in World War I, was Biden's age when he took over, and there was a bundle of energy. And Winston Churchill, in his second prime ministership, left office in his early 80s, and no one said he lacked energy. So it's not the age per se, it's whether he got the energy. You saw Warren Buffett out in Omaha, and Charlie Munger, 92 and 99, going for hour after hour. So, about Biden running, I just don't see how he's going to be the Democratic nominee in 2024. He's visibly declining, even though they didn't connect him directly yet to the money from the Romanians and the Ukrainians and the Chinese and whoever else. Clearly, the family was on the take. And that stinks. And then the economy's not going to be that good. So I think that I don't know what the scenario is going to be, but I think you're going to have some Democrats trying to pull next year, if not sooner, what they did in 2020 when they feared that Bernie Sanders was going to take over the party. He didn't take it over. He just, his ideology did. But to keep Bernie Sanders from doing to the Democrats what Trump did to the Republicans, hostile takeover, they engineered Biden's nomination. I think they hope to do that with the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, or perhaps some other figure, and have fresh faces in 2024, because the issues are not with them. And what's happening with the border today demonstrates that.
Well, as which we have also been talking about, you can read the most recent column by Steve Forbes about the possibility of America and Europe selling out our Ukrainian allies. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming right up, Jonathan Allen of NBC on what this all means for the upcoming election.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, Jonathan Allen of NBC writes that Trump's sexual abuse verdict, the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll case, will not hurt his 2024 primary chances, at least so say his friends and his foes. Many of Donald Trump's friends and foes in the GOP say smart money is on the former president escaping unharmed within the GOP. Jonathan Allen joins us with a reaction to the events surrounding that verdict and surrounding Trump's handling of that verdict last night in his town hall, which was actually almost like a presidential debate, where Caitlin Collins was struggling actually to get questions finished or responded to or in there at all. But it did sound like a two-person debate. What was your overall verdict to take two of the topics of the day, Jonathan? And Jonathan Allen is the senior political reporter for NBC TV, and he is also the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, A Lucky, which is about the Biden campaign. Okay, Jonathan, your take on the way that President Trump handled the questions about E. Jean Carroll and Access Hollywood and more last night.
Well, I think for a lot of folks who have been somewhat tuned out of politics, or you know, aren't looking for Donald Trump, aren't attending his rallies, aren't following him on Truth Social or watching his interviews, in partisan media outlets, I think that what we saw last night was, sort of a mainlining of pure Trump, if you want to put it that way. I mean, these are mostly things that those of us who watch them very closely have heard already. Not everything was that. There was some news broken. But as far as E. Jean Carroll goes, this was very much what we had seen from him through the course of that civil trial, where he is, not just denying, sexual abuse, but denying that he even knew E. Jean Carroll. As we know, he had dismissed the idea that he might have attacked her by saying that he, that she wasn't his type. And then we saw in the deposition that he actually misidentified her as one of his wives, Marla Maples. But what we saw last night when he was talking about that is very much consistent with what he's been saying all along.
I was thinking about this. I mean, she's getting $5 million that Trump is obligated to pay her. He doesn't always pay people on time. But given some of the additional stuff that he has said about her ex-husband and charges of racism and his fairly outspoken, very personal criticism about not just E. Jean Carroll, but her cat, that with that going on, could she file an additional suit for defamation?
Yeah, there's been reporting, today that she may seek to sue him again for more money. Trump is appealing that $5 million judgment. I think that, what we've also seen from him is this explanation we saw again last night. It's sort of explanation of his view that for time immemorial, he says a million years, that men have, celebrities, basically people with power and money, have been able to get away with with whatever they want when it comes to comes to sexual assault, sexual abuse, and his formulation that is unfortunate or fortunate. I think that was probably something that hurt him with the jury. Basically explaining a worldview that is consistent with the idea that a celebrity such as himself would be able to get away with whatever he wanted, whether or not that was a material fact in the particular case, and we heard more of that last night. It does not appear, because of the possibility that she'll sue him again and the fact that he's appealing this first verdict, that this story is going to go away anytime soon.
And speaking of a story that won't go away anytime soon, by June 1st, if we don't have some kind of agreement, at least, on raising the debt ceiling, the economic consequences could be catastrophic and cataclysmic for the country. Were you a little bit surprised to hear President Trump talking last night and urging Republicans to go forward and to push the default of the United States and the end of our good faith and credit?
I was surprised to hear him do that. It is, again, sort of consistent with what we've heard from him before. You know, if you'll recall, he walked out of a meeting with Nancy Pelosi when he was president of the United States, or during a meeting with Nancy Pelosi when he was president of the United States, said that he would be, bear ownership if there was a government shutdown. Of course, there was a shutdown, and it made it impossible for him to point the finger of blame effectively at other people. We saw that again last night, where he basically said, if, you know, Joe Biden doesn't come to where the House Republicans are on the debt limit, which is to, you know, increase the nation's borrowing authority and at the same time cut spending, if Democrats aren't willing to do that, then Republicans, he said, should help plunge the nation into default. It was surprising to me, not because that's, you know, not that that fits, not because it doesn't fit with his politics. It does. The chief loser in a debt default situation is going to be the president of the United States, whoever it is. In this case, it's Joe Biden, who would be his general election rival should Trump win the Republican nomination. So then the question is, who benefits the most from a default? And the answer might be Donald Trump, except for, potentially, he said it out loud that he thinks that it would be good for Republicans to force that to happen. So, you know, look, I don't think it was shocking from the perspective that Donald Trump says a lot of things. I think it was surprising from the perspective that there didn't seem to be any strategic advantage to him in doing that, because he would benefit from a default whether or not he made it clear that he thought he would benefit from a default.
That's actually a fascinating perspective. My sense is that if, God forbid, the worst happened and we really did have an economic catastrophe, there would be such a level of disgust with all of these rascals that that Biden wouldn't be the nominee, Trump wouldn't be the nominee, the American people would really try to turn towards some fresh faces. And speaking of fresh faces, there was a meeting with a lot of Iowa businessmen and potential political donors and Joe Manchin. There is more and more talk of Joe Manchin running as either a third party, no labels candidate, or an independent of some kind, or even challenging Joe Biden within the Democratic Party. Jonathan Allen of NBC is on top of all of the scuttlebutt. I want to ask about coming up exactly what it is that Joe Manchin has in store and what some of the other surprise candidates might be. There are a lot of conservative commentators who say Michelle Obama is going to get into the race. We'll talk about that with Jonathan Allen coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The COVID-era policy Title 42 that allowed migrants to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border ends at midnight. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham warns the surge of illegal immigrants could lead to another terrorist attack.
How hard would it be for somebody to get into this crowd of people that's a terrorist to kill a bunch of us? So this is catastrophic. The people in charge of securing our border should be fired.
Top Pentagon officials are warning of the impact a debt default would have on the U.S. military.
We won't, in some cases, be able to pay our troops with any degree of predictability. And that predictability is really, really important for us.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said a default could benefit China, America's biggest adversary. The 76ers take on the Celtics in NBA playoff action tonight, trying to force a Game 7. Dave Collins, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by somebody who's never been called a nasty person, not by President Trump or anyone else, Jonathan Allen of NBC, the author of the number one national bestseller, Lucky, which is about the first Biden campaign. And in terms of what happens with the second Biden campaign, yesterday was a big day in politics. There was not only the response to the E. Jean Carroll verdict and the Trump town hall, but Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, Democrat, met with 170 members of the Economic and Community Development Organization, the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Now, what is the senator from West Virginia, which has plenty of problems of its own, doing meeting with a bunch of business leaders from Iowa? Answer, Iowa is the opening caucuses, and it has been widely rumored that Joe Manchin, who is up for re-election in the Senate, is actually thinking about a presidential race, either challenging Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination or running as an independent with the no labels designation or some other designation. What's the real story, Jonathan Allen, as far as you know it, and Joe Manchin's presidential aspirations?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to people who are, familiar with Manchin's moves, it's sort of an open secret in Washington. He's, very close with this group No Labels, which is what it says it has raised about $70 million to try to support a third-party candidate for president. I don't think there's really a scenario in which Manchin would run in a Democratic primary against Biden for a variety of reasons, but the biggest reason is that he would lose that primary. I think Manchin right now seems to be testing the waters, trying to see if there is hunger out there for a candidate like him. And, it's not clear that it is. There is a reasonably good chance that if he were to run for president, he would end up harming Biden's chances in helping the Republican nominee. So I think if he makes that bid, I think it will be because he is determined that he thinks he can win a plurality of the votes in states with enough electoral votes in order to win the presidency. I don't know what that bar is for him to believe it's possible. My guess is that it's lower for him to believe it's possible than it is for most political operatives.
And what about this speculation, which is all over Newsmax? It's made its way to Fox from various quarters. The idea that despite her denials, Michelle Obama, the former first lady, who is one of the most popular women in the world right now, author of two gigantic bestsellers, The Light We Carry was a number one bestseller for a while, even longer than your book, Lucky, that Michelle Obama is going to go in and replace a tired, used up, embattled, dropping down to 36% approval ratings, Joe Biden. Do you think there is any real chance of that?
I don't. I would be disabused of it, that view, the moment that Michelle Obama, who has shown little interest in engaging in electoral politics, through her life, and particularly in the Obama Bush presidency, the minute she announces, I'll believe she's running, and even then I might be a little skeptical. This seems like a pretty far-fetched idea. I know that there are some Democrats that would like to see her run. My guess is that there are some Republicans believing that she would be a bad candidate who would like to see her run. The chances of that happening are, somewhat akin to me being inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame without ever having played a game.
Well, I wish you good luck with the Basketball Hall of Fame. In terms of the continued discussions about Joe Biden and his troubles and turbulence, particularly if there's an economic downturn here, who is the most likely alternative to Biden if the Democrats really do seek an alternative, which you don't think they will do?
I don't think they'll do that. I mean, God forbid something would happen to the president that would make him incapable of seeking re-election. I mean, I think he's not only is he an announced candidate at this point, but doing all the things that one would expect him to do to run for president. So for those who believed he wouldn't run, there's evidence to the contrary. He's in the race, but if there was somebody else out there, I mean, I think that there are several Democrats who would get a long look from, from their primary electorate, including Governor Gavin Newsom of California, Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. There is no shortage of people who have already run who would be interested in that. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota, potentially. I have not heard Bernie Sanders say that he will never run for president again, so I wouldn't be shocked if there was an opening if he decided to run.
Last question, I think.
Oh, sorry. I should add Vice President Kamala Harris, of course.
Oh, yes. Though, again, there seems to be a certain sentiment on the Democratic side that she might not be the most effective running mate, let alone top of the ticket. If top of the ticket, you were put in Caitlin Collins' position last night and you were sitting down with President Trump at a town hall meeting, what's the top question you would want to ask the former president who wants to be a future president?
Interestingly, I think Caitlin basically asked it and got an answer, which was, not a 100% answer, but a pretty close answer, which is, I would have asked about his plans to pardon the January 6th defendants. It's something he had mentioned many months ago as a possibility. I thought his answer last night was much more committed toward pardoning them. He basically said that he would likely pardon many, if not all of them. And so, I thought that was a good moment for Caitlin in terms of asking a question, getting an answer to it. It wasn't the only thing, of course, that she got an answer to. The debt ceiling was a pretty big one. You know, the former president dodged on another big question, which is, you know, effectively, does he think Ukraine or Russia should win the Russian war against Ukraine? You know, he sort of dodged on that, said he would end the war. I think most experts would tell you that if the war were to be settled by a negotiation quickly, that would be an advantage to the Russians in terms of keeping territory gained within Ukraine.
And again, he doesn't seem to want to share some of his ideas for ending the war in 24 hours. Do you think there's a real chance of President Trump ending that war in 24 hours if he took over the presidency again?
I think it'd be very difficult. You know, it's interesting, though. There would be that period between the election day and inauguration day where I assume he would scamper to try to put in place the ability to declare an end to the war on the first day of his presidency. But, he is definitely someone who puts out sort of bright, shining goals that are very difficult to achieve. Sometimes he does it, sometimes he doesn't. That wall between the U.S. and Mexico is not finished. It certainly was not paid for by Mexico.
Well, I'm sure that money is coming. Jonathan Allen, a pleasure reading your columns and having you on the show. His new book, Lucky, it's available in paperback, about the last Biden campaign. Coming up, a few more shocking elements, development in the legal scene in New York City, which is surprising, but more shocking elements from the town hall in New Hampshire last night, and more coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And on the Michael Medved show, news from the legal world in New York City and from, I believe, the office of the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. You remember him? Jordan Neely was that 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator, homeless guy with 42 arrests in the last couple of years, who was behaving in a threatening manner, at least according to some accounts, on a subway. He was put on a chokehold by a former Marine, 24 years old. That former Marine has now been identified. His name is Daniel Penny. And he is going to be facing charges, apparently. He has been identified and may, in fact, be facing homicide charges, manslaughter at the least, based on examinations by New York's chief medical examiner and more. We will know more about that by tomorrow, I am sure. Also, CNN is reporting that Trump is appealing, as promised, the $5 million judgment awarded by a Manhattan federal jury that found that he sexually abused and defamed former magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. Trump's lawyers filed the notice of appeal in the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday, just hours after federal judge Louis Kaplan filed a written ruling endorsing the jury verdict and ordering Trump to pay Carroll the full sum. Kaplan is the judge who received extremely bitter, angry criticism by President Trump in the town hall last night, who presided over the civil trial that found Trump to be liable in the trial that concluded yesterday. Meanwhile, there were comments by Trump on a range of issues, and some of them are very important to the country, and some of them just important, I guess, to Trump. There was a question about the decision by the jury and the use of his Access Hollywood tape, where he had said that when you're a star, they let you do it, meaning grab you by the beep, you know. In any event, here was President Trump. It's clip 19 on that issue from his past. Listen.
I said, if you're famous and rich or whatever I said, but I said, if you're a star, you are, and I said, women let you. I didn't say you grip. I said, women let. You know, you didn't use that word. But if you look, women let you. Now, they said, will you take that back? I said, look, for a million years, this is the way it's been. I want to be honest. This is the way it's been. I can take it back if you'd like to, but if you're a famous person, if you're a star, and I'm not referring to myself, I'm saying people that are famous, people that are stars, people that are rich, people that are powerful, they tend to do pretty well in a lot of different ways, okay? And you would like me to take that back? I can't take it back because it happens to be true. I said it's been true for 1 million years, approximately 1 million years, perhaps a little bit longer than that.
So you stand by those comments?
Well, I don't want to lie.
Mr. President,
here's what she wants
me
to say.
Let's
a rich and famous
person tonight.
Has no advantage over anyone else. Well, you do have an advantage. And I say unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
You said fortunately or unfortunately.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately for her.
Fortunately, unfortunately. Another question, of course, facing President Trump would be whether he didn't accept the results of the 2020 election. He still doesn't. After intensive questioning, he emphatically did not. And he was asked whether he would accept the results of an election in 2024. Relevant question. Here's what that exchange sounded like. Clip 5.
You are running in the 2024 race. If you are the Republican nominee and you are in that 2024 race, will you commit tonight to accepting the results of the 2024 election?
Yeah, if I think it's an honest election, absolutely I would.
Will you commit to accepting the results of the election regardless of the outcome?
The woman answered again. If I think it's an honest election, I would be honored to. And right now, we are so far ahead of both Democrat and Republican. And you know what? If I don't win, this country is going to be in big trouble. It's so sad to see what's happening.
But no commitment there on the accepting the results regardless of the outcome.
If it's an honest election, correct. I will.
Okay. This is, of course, one of the issues that is brought up as a possible, if he does not win the Republican nomination, would he run as a third-party candidate? And again, he hasn't ruled that out, nor has he ruled out protesting the results of the election if he doesn't win. Finally, he was pushed hard by Caitlin Collins on the issue of abortion. And on whether or not he would sign a federal abortion ban, because now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, pro-life forces have met with conspicuous success in states all across the country, some disappointments, some big disappointments where abortion restrictions have been voted down in states like Michigan and Kentucky and Kansas. But he was asked about whether he would actually sign a federal ban that would apply across the country and how many weeks he would limit the abortion access. This is clip 16.
I cannot answer whether or not you'd sign a federal abortion ban or how many weeks into pregnancy you believe abortion should be banned.
Yeah, but I've
can
given,
you, answer
I've given you the answer probably 4 times already.
Which one
I'm
is it,
looking,
though?
I'm
you
looking at a solution that's going to work. Very complex issue for the country. You have people on both sides of an issue. But we are now in a very strong position. Pro-life people are in a strong position to make a deal that's going to be good and going to be satisfactory for them. If you weren't able to get rid of, you wouldn't even be having a discussion. If you weren't able to get rid of Roe v. Wade, which put pro-life in a dead position, a horrible position, they could kill the baby at any time they wanted to. But we did something that nobody thought was doable. And other Republican presidents and others, by the way, they wanted to get it out. They also wanted to bring it back to the states. But bringing it back to the states is a less important issue than the issue that we just talked about.
Okay. In other words, no direct answer on a federal abortion ban. But there is a direct answer on a movie by a very controversial and much acclaimed, occasionally, movie maker, M. Night Shyamalan. His latest, Knock at the Cabin. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two gay dads and their adopted daughter are vacationing in a cabin in the woods when Dave Bautista and three other menacing strangers turn up to make a strange demand in M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Your family must choose to willingly sacrifice one of the three of you to prevent the apocalypse. Will you make a choice?
We will never choose anyone.
And you should never choose this idiotic and ill-conceived movie that is just barely good enough to be offensive and disturbing. There are some scenes of the beginning of the apocalypse and four grisly sacrificial killings that might have been scary if the whole premise, based on an acclaimed novel, weren't so downright silly. Of course, it's rated a blood-soaked R, 1.5 stars for the incontestably odious Knock at the Cabin. And tomorrow we have two other big movies, one of them starring Jennifer Lopez, where it has been said that she's trying to channel her inner Jason Statham as a macho, and or macha in her case, action star. The movie is about a FBI informant who comes out of hiding to protect her long-lost daughter from harm. And, well, there are aspects of it that are really surprising. We also are going to be reviewing a new film, which is said to be an otherworldly adaptation of one of the greatest operas ever made, but it has a new musical score and features Oscar-nominated actor Paul Mescal. It's called Carmen. We'll be speaking with Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal about the economy and about the issue of immigration. And we'll be talking about a new effort to prosecute someone for a hate crime. Why a homeless individual defecated on two different gay pride flags. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.